Die by Fine Mill, read by Apple Sapling, a Danny Phantom fanfiction. The creature doesn't know much, but he knows he hates this man that he physically represents. He was created not long ago. The pain that cursed for him was an awful way to be birthed into existence. His first sound made was a pained cry. No, a howl, a scream. Have you ever experienced all of your nerves becoming active at once, coming into being from practically nothing? It was awful. You feel as if you're melting, burning so hot you wish for death. He would have done anything to make it stop. Yet all he could do was make his pain known, cry loudly, make noises so high that he couldn't even make them. No sound would come out. His newly formed claws were hot, and he wanted to rip his own skin apart. Even when he stopped forming, the pain lingered. Tears streamed down his small face, whimpers escaping from his non-visible mouth. Then the man appeared. The dark-haired, red-eyed man with greenish skin, a smirk on his face. He doesn't understand the words he says, only understanding when the man points at him and declares him Little Baby Vlad. Is this man Vlad? If he's a small version of this man, does that mean he was also named after this man? He narrows his eyes, hissing at the man when he gets close to him. Vlad narrows his eyes at him, raising a hand to strike. But he just bites him, clinging onto the man's finger. Vlad yelps, feeling hardly a fraction of the pain he just felt. Then he's out of the tube, in the air as Vlad flaps his hand to remove LBV. Why spell it all out when you can shorten it? From the hold he has on his finger. He waits, timing the release of his sharp, sharp teeth. Then he goes intangible and flies into the man's chest. While he might not know much, he knows one thing. Ghosts have cores, and he can make Vlad suffer if he destroys his core. Mouth open, he bites into the core. He feels the man let out a sharp gasp, body shaking violently. He doesn't care. He sinks his teeth deeper. Tangy, metallic, green fluid enters his mouth. It's not pleasant, but he doesn't care. He eats it. And continues to eat the core. The pink, round ball begins to crack under his hands, green splattering it. He can't stop. He can't stop. He won't stop. Not until every bit of this core is gone. Not until the man that caused him so much pain is dead. Claws dig in deeper, ripping the core in two. Vlad stopped struggling a long time ago, and LBV does not care. He slurps up the rest of the green fluid, knowing it covers his mouth. Then he bites into the hard pink shell. It is sweet, almost too sweet. It makes him feel slightly sickly. But he doesn't stop. He can't stop. If he stops, would the core reform? Would this man come back and cause him more pain? No, no, he can't stop until it's gone. With sharp teeth, the shell cracks and breaks under the pressure he applies. His tongue swipes up the bites that break into tinier pieces. He shreds it down into smaller pieces, swallowing it. He consumes it, unable to stop himself. He can't stop until he's gone. It's only when there's nothing left to eat that he realizes that he has accomplished what he set out to do. Quickly, he phases out of the body. And that's what it is. A corpse. Nothing left. LBV wants him to burn. He hopes he's burning, suffering, tortured, wherever he ends up. He doesn't know much about the man, just that he hates him, hates him more than he knew his body was capable of hating someone. With a look around the lab, he feels justified in his murder. He sees a white-haired creature who looks similar to himself in a tube, staring at LBV, wide-eyed. He goes over and frees the being, and they stare at each other. "Brrr?" the other being asks, eyes flickering over to Vlad. "Brrr," he confirms, licking his lips. He smiles at LBV before gesturing at himself. "Brrr!" Little baby man, LBM for short. What a nice name. "Brrr," LBV introduces. LBM chirps in acknowledgement before darting away, engaging in a game of chase. With a smile, he chases after him. He's glad they're free.